Chapter 1, The Big Hike, 1956. On a cool September Sunday, John Clark woke up at daybreak wanting to get out of the house and enjoy the outdoors. Being a single father and not having arranged care for his son Gabriel that day, he decided to take the little guy on a hike into the Firewater Gorge at the river. "Dad, slow down!" shouted the 5-year-old boy in a husky yet high-pitched voice. "Not too much further, buddy, and then we'll take a break," replied his father. "You're gonna love the view when we get there. Papa took me here when I was your age, and I never forgot it." Running out of breath in this flatter section of the trail, but still determined, John kept moving. Their final destination was a rarely visited scenic overlook of Splash Canyon from high above Whitefire River. His backpack, filled with trail mix, homemade beef jerky, water, first aid gear, and raincoats, must have weighed 20 pounds.
"Dad, put me up high!"
John stopped to wait for Gabriel to catch up, and then with one strong motion, he hoisted the boy onto his shoulders for the rest of the hike. They continued on to the top, father and son, united in their love for the raw outdoors. That's where he felt at home. John knew his way around nature better than he knew his own house. "If I could, I'd live outdoors constantly," he'd tell friends from time to time. At 5 feet, 11 inches, and 189 pounds, John was a rugged 32-year-old, built solid and muscular. He was strong as an ox from his years of rock climbing and running the river. Crow's feet were starting to appear outside his blue-gray eyes. With sandy blonde hair and a shag cut and a swagger to boot, he was a man of few words, with wisdom beyond his years. The Clark family was a cornerstone of Corley Falls, Colorado. John's grandfather and father had all but built the entire town on the back of their inn and whitewater adventure camp. John, carrying on the tradition, had assumed the day-to-day operations, which included training the whitewater guides. For nearly 36 springs and summers, Big Water Adventure Camp had given rafters and expeditionists an experience they would never forget on the Whitefire River. John Clark repeated his father's words often. "We Clarks..."